This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
With a lot of things going on during Graffiti Weekend, one of those from the Roseburg Optimist Club, the Rock and Rollin' Pancake Breakfast, Debbie Riley, Pete Seddeth in here from the Optimist Club. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Debbie, tell us about this event. What's going on? Get real close to the mic.
Well, this is our 17th annual pancake breakfast. This is one of our largest fundraisers for the Optimist Club. And we are looking forward to a new location that we've got. We have been partnering with the Stray Angels for the Show and Shine. So it's on that Saturday, the 13th. We are now going to be out at the Laney Farm Stand, and that is formerly the old Cruise Farms. We will be having breakfast from 8 to 11:30, 12 o'clock, and looking forward to having everybody come out and have a great time.
So, Pete, what's involved in getting this all put together?
Oh, it's been a lot. We've decided that we've found a great venue and a great opportunity to team up with the Farm Stand, and we've done great strides in making this work for the Optimist Club and for the new owners of that facility. So there's been a lot of work in getting everything squared away in the way of process and placement, and we'll have it ready to go next Saturday.
Well, it seems like a great location as people can go, you know, various directions, head out to the Show and Shine or wherever they're going.
Yeah, it's great because it is just right on the way. I mean, and we're featuring the Mustangs of Douglas County, so we're having some cars of our own there.
And talk about Roseburg Optimist Club. Debbie, tell us more about the club.
We are an organization that are friends of youth. We work on bringing out the best in kids. We just had a chalk art event at the art festival this last weekend and had almost 300 kids that we were able to put a smile on their face and ours.
And Optimist, I mean, that's part of a worldwide organization, right?
It is a national organization. We meet every Friday at the Abbey's Annex from 12 to 1. And have a great group of membership, and we enjoy having speakers come and share what's going on in the community.
And Pete, what are some of the other things that Optimist does during the year?
What we really hang our hat on is our Respect for Law banquet that we have every Friday or every February. Excuse me. We have every department in Douglas County represented, and they have the venue to provide an Officer of the Year, or they celebrate their department. Whatever, we just make the venue available for them to do what they want with, and we just celebrate law enforcement in general in Douglas County.
So what led you to get involved in Optimist?
I've been in business in Roseburg for 25 years, 30 years, and I've been an Optimist member for 20. Just got hornswoggled and taken to the meeting, and I haven't left. So it's just that kind of great opportunity and making the best out of the community as well.
I think you may have just set a record. I'm not sure what year that word was used on the radio last.
Well, now you got it.
Wow, okay. So for the event on Saturday, Graffiti Weekend, it's really amazing that we're just days away.
We are. We're just days away.
And if people want to come out on Saturday, some people get up really early on Saturday, so you've kind of got it set up for whatever time you're going out, you can stop by.
Yeah, well, the great thing about it is that we can run it as we're not kind of confined by timing as we were at the last venue, so we can actually run over as long as we can. As long as the pancake batter lasts, pancakes are available.
And how much does it cost?
We've got $10 per person, children under 8, $4, a family of 4, $25. All-you-can-eat pancakes. We've got Elmer's that was gracious enough every year for sponsoring our food. We've got Umpqua Deli that helps with our beverages, along with Dutch Brothers with our coffee.
All right, a lot going on Saturday, the Pancake Breakfast, Roseburg Optimist Club. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it,
Thank you very much,
Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.